Florida has the highest rate of new HIV infections in the nation, and we will take you to a town hall meeting to discuss that. It was held last week at USF Sarasota Manatee. On Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30, in this preview, we hear from Dr. Vilma Vega, WSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor Mary Shedden, and Debbie Sergilaus, who was diagnosed with HIV in 1989.
Many will just stick their head in the sand and go about their way feeling like they don't have any problems. They're a good person. They're a clean person. They feel good. So why do they need to get tested? Stigma plays a big part in that. Many of us who do speak out and speak up about being HIV positive feel discriminated against. I lost a nursing job in the process of disclosing my status. I was refused dental care when I disclosed my status. To my knowledge, I haven't lost friends, but I know people, and I have women in my support group. I help to facilitate a support group at Community AIDS Network. I would say over 90% of those women are not out and open about their status. And these are women that still come into our clinic with sunglasses, hoodies over their heads, wigs, and are afraid to be seen, afraid to be related to going into a building that treats people with HIV. We don't even have the word AIDS on our building, but these women are afraid to come for support and in turn medical care because of the stigma and the discrimination that we're still seeing here in 2015.
Dr. Vega, were those legitimate concerns, though, among the medical community? You said dentistry, Debbie, you wouldn't see a dentist wouldn't see you. Were those concerns, though, because there was so little was known about HIV and how it was transmitted?
Correct. As a matter of fact, that was a big change even in Sarasota when one of the first HIV clinics started here. And you know, that was the reason, was because the stigma of the medical community. And I still remember the times when, I went to medical school in Rockford, Illinois, a little town, and people who did not know much about anything that had to do with infectious disease treated it like a level four with their whole hazmat, you know, the whole concern of how am I going to catch this. And it's changed so much. And it's brilliant the way that now the medical community does here in Sarasota. They have tremendously changed. And I do believe it's because it has to do with the HIV clinics in this area, how they have gone on to change the face of HIV, and hopefully programs like this as well.
Public health educators preach the importance of testing, and there's a National HIV Testing Day every June. Is testing for HIV routine when we get blood work, say, for a checkup?
It is in some cases, but not all doctors. And I defer to Dr. Vega, and she's nodding, so this is a good thing. We're on radio, so I have to describe that. But a lot of doctors don't just naturally assume it, but it is something that's included. The Affordable Care Act included it as part of preventative care. It is something that people are still encouraged to make sure that their doctor is getting that test. When you're doing routine blood work, it doesn't take any more blood. It's just asking one more question. And it's an important question because especially the symptoms of HIV really don't present for almost a decade. And so that's a real concern because you may be living with it and sharing it with others long, long before you might know you're infected.
That's Mary Shedden, WSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor, joining Dr. Vilma Vega and Debbie Sergilaus, who was diagnosed with HIV back in 1989, at last week's Town Hall Forum on HIV held at USF Sarasota Manatee. You can hear more from that Town Hall meeting on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.